Where does the sound come from? Like, how is it produced by the throat?
Let me put it this way. The first two styles that we heard are based on, first of all, changing the overall fundamental tone that you're singing to a more, how can I say it, harmonically filtered tune, meaning that every time we speak or sing, we have a lot of overtones going on in our voice. But since they're all going on at a fairly even level, there's not any one that pops out. But even if you say like a ah oh, there's overtone changing
Right.
because you're changing the shape of the cavities inside of your body that are producing voice. And what that does when you change the shape is it causes a different one of the overtones to be reinforced, to resonate. So what they do is they start with this humeir, this agut, they start already with this kind of basic sound that has less overtones. They've already filtered some out by making a tightening at their vocal folds and sort of in the chest and in the throat. However, the rest of the throat above that is free. And then by moving the root of the tongue, the lips, and the inside of the mouth, changing the shapes inside of the mouth, basically vowel shapes, they reinforce different overtones by changing the size of the resonating space, which thus selects a different frequency. And they do that through physical pressure of the air in a lesser or greater degree, as you saw in the humeh and in the sagut. In the kargarat, it's a tad bit different. He's using another set of vocal folds that lie actually on top of the vocal folds. They're called the ventricular folds, or the false vocal folds. Apparently, they're there to kind of protect your vocal cords from getting gunk on them when you eat, But you can also, with a precise amount of tension, you can cause them to vibrate together as well. And what that does is it kicks your voice down an octave because those folds are vibrating at half the speed as your regular vocal folds. So by doing a little constriction at a certain spot in your neck, all of a sudden you get that low growling sound. And again, that gives him this very already filtered harmonic sound, which he then, by again changing the actual shape of his mouth, in Kargara the jaw moves, in Humeh it doesn't. By changing the shape of his mouth and lips, when you hear I-O, in very particularly selected positions, you change the overtone that you're getting, the selecting overtone. And the rest of it, you've filtered out, and you're doing this intuitively. But it's also not only are you changing different overtones and getting different overtone melodies, it's a lot about, almost primarily about the timbre. Using these techniques, you can get a great variety of timbres, actually. And that's because you're selecting, adding, and subtracting how much of which overtone is in there. And that's what timbre is the presence or absence relative to each other of overtones in a sound. It's why a flute has a different timbre than a clarinet. One's made of wood, one's made of metal. The metal selects less overtones, and it's more pure that you hear higher overtones more purely. The clarinet has more evenly sounding, even amplitude overtones. So it sounds warm to us because there's more of those other sounds in there, whereas the flute has taken out a lot of those sounds just by the nature of being metal. So that's how to do it in a nutshell. It's kind of an intuitive thing. It's something that you have to learn through feeling it and singing and listening to yourself, not through, reading a book or being necessarily lectured at and taught it. It's something that, you have to discover this powerful way of singing.